19, I decree and I declare it, that this is the day, this is the day that the Lord had made, that the Lord had made, and I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We decree and declare that this is the day. This is the day that the Lord had made. That the Lord had made. Oh, and we will rejoice. We will rejoice and we'll be glad in it. We'll be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is a day that the Lord had made. Yes, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, we will enter his gate with thanksgiving in our hearts. We will enter his courts with praise. We will is a day that the Lord has made. Yes, we will rejoice, for he has made us glad. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And it's another day journey. And I'm glad about it. I'm so glad. Oh, I'm glad. Well, it's another day's journey. And I'm glad about it. Oh, I'm so glad. to be healed. Well, he gave me my health and strength, and I'm glad about it. Oh, I'm glad about it. So glad, I'm glad about it. Well, he gave me my health and strength, and I'm glad about it. Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Well, it's another day journey, and we're glad about it. We're glad about it. We're glad. Oh, it's another day journey, and we're glad about it. Oh, we're so glad to be here. Oh, yes, he gave us our help and strength, and we're glad about it. We're so glad. Oh, we are glad. We're glad about it. Yes, he gave us our help and strength, and we're glad about it. Oh, we're so glad. Oh, we're so glad. Oh, we're so glad to be here. Oh, so we will enter his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We will enter his courts with praise. We will say, this is a day that the Lord has made. Oh, we will rejoice, and we will be glad. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. Oh, and we will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we'll be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. Yes, and we will rejoice and we'll be glad in it. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. One more time. We will enter his gate with thanksgiving in our hearts. We will enter his courts with praise. We will say, this is a day that the Lord hath made. Oh, we will rejoice, for he has made us glad. And it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Oh, we're so glad to be here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare it's a good day. It's a great day. Why? Because the Lord had made it so, and we're just going to rejoice and be glad therein. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Hallelujah. I am. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. And thank you, Psalm and Sharon, for your time of worship and song. As Tiffany has declared, it is I decree and declare this is the day that the Lord has made, and we truly are glad about it. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call. I am Minister James Robinson, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Nicola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scriptural reference of Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And our website is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on this site as well as the speaker's bios. The theme for this year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continuously experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Tiffany was, as a psalmist, such as Minister Sharon was, or as a host, such as myself, or you have a word to share from the Lord, a prayer request, or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will contact you. And on Friday, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call. Please join us. Now, what brought us together was the phenomenal company first called Artists International, established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, and is led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617-POUND. 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-POUND. To avoid any charges that your carrier might charge you, the bypass number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Today is Tuesday. It is Presidential Tuesday, and our host will be none other than Executive President Candida Moses. Now, today is, not only are we celebrating the 12 years, our 12th year anniversary, which is coming, the giant celebration is coming up just next week, but we also are in our 10-day fast. And today is day nine. And I'd like to share with you the purpose for today. And if it cooperates, I can do that. Our scripture for this morning was found in Isaiah, and hold on, Isaiah 43, verses 18 Okay, it is not cooperating with me today. So I will go on in the interest of time. So I am going to, at this moment, give you three things about the speaker who is going to come before us this morning, and then I will pray, and then the next voice you will hear will be our anointed mouthpiece for this morning, none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. Not going to me the way I want today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will truly rejoice and be glad in it. Now, Reverend Thomas is a baptized, born-again believer who was has been ordained as a minister for over 28 years. He is a certified biblical counselor and is experienced in the ministry of preaching and teaching. He is committed to God and community. He resides in Detroit, Michigan with his wife, Cheryl, and has been married for over 28 years. And his mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. Let us pray. We come before you this morning, Lord, thanking you first and foremost for the breath of life that you have allowed to flow into our veins this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that you are presenting before us to be to hear your message from your anointed speaker, Lord. We ask that as your speaker come forth, Lord, that you remove self out of the way and that you fill him with your Holy Spirit so that he may bring forth the message that you have for your people today. It's in Jesus' name that we pray these things. Amen and amen.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Janice, for such a warm introduction. We give God the glory for our psalmist on today, Minister Sharon, and thank God for Minister Tiffany for greeting us. And good morning to all of the TMC family. Thank God for our co-workers of this great call, Dr. Piccola Robertson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Well, as we are approaching a great day to celebrate 12 years of this call, we thank God for an opportunity to share once again this day. Well, I have a couple of minutes to share a moment of glory about history with this call, and just wanted to go back way back when I first started with Artist Life. At that time, it was Artist International. I came in contact with Dr. Piccola Roberts and her husband, Elijah, at the time. Elijah actually helped me to become a part of Artist Life. And we had met earlier in another network marketing company, and then we got into this company. And since then, God has blessed us and helped me to become more involved with the TMC call and praise God and even establish a great relationship with them. Whether in the Detroit area, Dr. P.K. Webacola had the opportunity to share at our church and bring the word, and our relationship just continued to grow and grow. And not too long ago, we had an opportunity to share at our conference, and her then husband Lester insisted on praying for me before I gave the message. Praise God! So being a part of Dr. P.K. Dr. Piccola, actually, life for a great time, and because of their motivation and inspiration to move me out of the nest, Dr. Piccola and Dr. Vanessa gave me this opportunity to share. At first, I wasn't that thrilled about it because I'm used to speaking to people in person, but to come on the line and to share was not really something I felt led to do. But because of their pushing me in that direction and their faith in me to do this, and here I am back again to give this message. So TMC ministry has been a great asset to me as I grow and continue to grow and develop in the things of God. It's been a blessing. It's been a long haul. And just thank God for all the lives, the many lives that TMC Call have ministered to and blessed down through the years. Okay, well, praise God. That's my little couple minutes of sharing with you a moment of reflection and inspiration. Well, praise God. We do have a word from the Lord. We're looking at, first of all, Romans chapter 5, and I'm reading from the New Century Version of the Bible. Romans chapter 5, and looking at verse number 5, and it says, "And this hope will never disappoint us, because God has poured out his love to fill our hearts, and God gave us his love through the Holy Spirit whom God has given to us." The key is that God gave us Spirit, his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to empower us to love. Yes, that's our subject, power to love. Now, many of us have encountered people that we just find it difficult to love them because the way they treat us and the way they act toward us and toward others, and it just find it hard sometimes to love people. But we have been commanded to love. And we're going to go back to another scripture found in Matthew chapter 5. And this is what Jesus, part of the Sermon on the Mount, of course, you know that the Sermon on the Mount is Matthew 5, 6, and 7. So looking at the fifth chapter of Matthew, starting in verse 43, it says, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who hurt you. If you do this, then you will be true sons of your Father in heaven. Your Father causes the sun to rise on good people and on bad people. Your Father sends a rain to those who do good and to those who do wrong. If you love only the people who love you, then you will get no reward. Even the tax collectors do that. And if you are nice only to your friends, then you are no better than other people. Even people without God are nice to their friends. So you must be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect." So thank God for the Holy Spirit that gives us power to love. Amen. Without that power to love, amen, we would not be able to do that. Especially loving our enemies, those haters, amen, that try to keep us down from being exalted by the power of God. Amen. So understand this. We in our own flesh, we in our own natural abilities have not the ability to love like God expects us to love. In fact, he commanded us, amen, he didn't recommend it or suggest it. He commanded us to love even our haters. Amen, amen. Because he wants us to be imitators of him. Paul says, be imitators of God, your Father, as he is our Father, like Father, like Son. And everywhere we go, we're supposed to be billboards, walking billboards of expressing who God is as the God in us. Is manifested through love. Amen, amen. So we have to realize that what God expects out of us, he will equip us to carry it out. So we have no excuse saying, I can't love them. They're unlovable. But God said, yes, you can. Paul said this way in Philippians 4:13, he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we have no excuse. You know, he didn't say to like everybody, amen, but he commanded us to love everybody. Everybody we're not going to like. We're not going to like how they talk and how they walk and the things they do. But God says to love them anyway, amen, to do good anyway, to pray for those that despitefully use us. And amen. But realize this. Keep this in mind, that it's God who lives through us, isn't it? Amen, amen, amen. Galatians 2:20 says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, not I, but Christ lives in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave except for me. For God has given us the ability, yes, he did, the power to love. I look at an analogy here with a glove. You lay a glove on the table, the glove is just going to lay there. But if you put your hand in that glove, everywhere your hand goes, that glove is going to go with it. Amen. So the Holy Ghost is within us. If we allow him to lead us and guide us, amen, and empower us, he will empower us to love our enemies, to love like no one else can love, no more than God will bless us with that power to love in spite of, we call that in the Greek, agape love. And, of course, it's not easy. It's not easy. But it's that hand in the glove, amen. In other words, allowing God to take the wheel of our life and watch him work, amen, a work like never before. And if he expects us to be perfect as our Father is, of course, he will enable us to do just that. Amen. So, amen, we should realize that is nothing impossible with God. Praise God. When the supernatural hook up with our natural, watch God move mountains. Watch God do things, amen, that we cannot accomplish in and of ourselves. Then we look at 1 John chapter 4, looking at verse number 7 and 8. It says, dear friends, we should love each other because love comes from God. The person who loves has God or has become God's child and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God because God is love. So we have no excuse. We claim to be baptized believers, the redeemed of the Lord. Amen. Saints of the Most High God. We claim all of that. Giving honor to God, who's the head of our lives. We claim all that. But where is the fruit? Amen. Where is the fruit? Amen. Where is the evidence? Well, the evidence is love. Amen. Being shown about through us. Amen. We are able to do, amen, what God called us to do if we allow him to take charge. Amen, and take over. And you look at Acts chapter 1, realizing what is said there, the first chapter of Acts, and looking at verse number 8, and I'm still reading from the New Century Version of the Bible, the version of the Bible, Acts chapter 1, and we're looking at verse number 8. Praise God. And we thank God for the Word of God. That is our foundation. You know, we cannot do anything without the Word of God and the power of God. Why? Because the Holy Spirit gives us the power to indeed love like never before. So looking at Acts chapter 1, verse 8, amen, and it says, but the Holy Spirit will come to you. Then you will receive power. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and in every part of the world. Why? Because the power of God is given unto us. And as we have the power, he expects us to be witnesses. Amen. And how can we best witness without using, amen, allowing God to use us? The power of God through the aid of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we have to understand that it's not us. It's the God in us that makes this happen in our lives. And people have been looking for love in all the wrong places, and we are expected to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth, making a difference, amen, in this world. You know, we cannot continue to complain about those that are not saved. You know, what in the world? What's the world coming through? What's happening? It ain't one thing. Well, we are change makers. If things are not right around us, amen, there's so much darkness around us, we are to shine that light brightly. People see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. And what better way to do that is through love, amen. Looking at the love chapter in 1 Corinthians, and we're looking at verse number, chapters 13, verse 13, it says, so these three things continue forever, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. So how can we do this without God's power? No, we can't do it without God's power. And look here, look at the scripture again. It says faith and hope and love. Now, you know that the Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. But here it says love is the greatest. Praise God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So it's something about love. It's just something, amen, about love. And God gave us his power to execute, amen, to be able to love even the hell out of people. Praise God, amen. People are acting hellish toward us, hating on us, whatever. Love them anyway. What you mean by that? Well, God, first of all, he expects us because we are his children, and he's given us power from on high to love. Amen. People don't know how to love. They don't know what love looks like. But if they experience us in their life, they'll be able to say, oh, okay, now I see it. Now I see it. And I know it's not you. It has to be something greater within you to be able to love somebody cussing you out, amen, putting you down, calling you every name, calling you a child of the living God, but you still loving them, you're still blessing them, you're still, amen, being a part of their life and showing them the love of God, showing them that life is more than what you see. God has something for you. He has a plan and a purpose for your life. We're there to help them to come out of darkness, amen, and bring them into the light. Why? Because we have to have that love for them. Amen. Amen. So I just stopped by for a few minutes to encourage you today that even though you got haters on the job, haters here, haters there, haters everywhere, but God expects us to still show love. How can we do this? Well, we got power. Power from on high, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to live right, amen, power to do what God called us to do. Yes, he did. He did call us out of darkness into his marvelous light, and so we have to shine the brightness of the love of God in our life. Yes, everywhere we go, amen, God is with us. Jesus said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. So thank God for the power that God has given us to live a righteous life, to live a holy life, live a life of love, because, amen, he has given us his spirit. And because of his spirit within us, we will develop, amen, this fruit of the spirit. And, of course, we know that the fruit of the spirit starts off with love, doesn't it? Amen. So we have, you know, we just have no excuse as we look through the Word of God. Find out these scriptures, amen, that enriches us and help us to realize that God has given us, amen, the ability to do just what he called us to do. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says, but the Spirit gives love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And there is no law that says these things are wrong. So God has given us all we need to live a productive, successful, fruitful life because he's given us power to live the life in love. Praise God. God bless you. Back to you, Minister Janice.
Thank you, Pastor Everett, for your mighty word this morning. Now I'm going to pray over the prayer request for this week. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be here once again, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would visit those that have had illness befall them, Lord, this morning. Lord, we ask that you would give them your strength and your comfort and heal them, Lord, as they are going through this bout of of illness. Lord, we ask you that you would comfort all of us, that those of us that have are in mourning, Lord, that have lost a loved one, Lord. We ask that you strengthen us in our grief, Lord, and allow us to feel your comfort and your presence as presence, Lord, as we go through this storm. Lord, we thank you for our leaders that are over us, the leaders in governments, for our president and our vice president and those that are on the Senate and those that are our representatives, Lord. We ask you to go before them, Lord, and to give them your will and your knowledge so that they may bring forth those things that are pleasing in your sight, Lord. Lord, we thank you We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy that follows us all the days of our life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, it was it's day nine. I don't want to be remiss in doing that. It's day nine, and the verse for today in our fast is Isaiah 43:18-19. The Lord is doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. We declare and decree and declare we will be sensitive and open to new strategies God reveals to us. We will submit and seek the strength that only God can give to allow God to bring forth in us and through us the new thing he desires to speak. Now, I know that you are going to want to hear the playback of this number, and the playback of this message can be, you can receive it by dialing 712-432-1085, with the PIN being 957-677-pound. That number again is 712-432-1085, with the PIN being 957-677-pound. We again invite you to join the morning motivational call, which can be reached at 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617-pound. We thank you, Psalmist Tiffany, for our time of worship and song. I'm sorry, Psalmist Sharon, for our time of worship and song. We thank you, Minister Tiffany, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the line. We thank you, Reverend Thomas, for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come back now and close this call with the benediction?
May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance unto you, give you the favor and power and prosperity that you stand in need of. Be blessed like only he can bless you on today. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen.